Jamil on the beat. Out of all the things that have to get done, and we have no choice, a lot of times we feel as if we want to do the things that we want to do. I'm so glad to be able to get back to doing what I want to do, and this is this podcast. Many times, a lot of the hiatuses and a lot of things that go on, because I'm doing the things that I have to do, and not doing as good of a job to incorporate the things that I want to do, because you go so hard to things that you have to do. But if you want the things that you want to do to have success, you have to learn how to balance those things out when you're doing the things that you have to do. And I'm learning that. And once I can really get that down, the hiatuses on these podcasts and the episodes won't be so far apart. So to my listeners out there who have been listening to me faithfully, I believe since I started this podcast, I believe back in 2017, I appreciate you. I really do, and I'm working my best to get the balance that I need in order to do what I have to do, but as well as incorporate doing the things that I want to do and the things that I want to grow. I'm going to be able to feel like this is, has its place within the political and cultural and social economic system where voices are needed on the other side, on the left, in order to compete or combat, not even compete, where it's like we are competing, but to combat the nonsense or the misinformation on the right, where they use, not because they have any beliefs or any value systems, but they use those as a cudgel to have others think it's what they care about and that's what their intentions are. But sad to say, it isn't. Now, as I tape this on a Sunday, this is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, conversationalist. So I'm getting better at saying that. I said it wrong the first time. I'm getting better. It's your boy Wesso Say. And we are taping this on a Sunday. Sunday as the old church adage of it being the Lord's Day, because it's the day that we all go to church, myself and others. Me being a preacher's kid, literally having generations of pastors in my life from my grandfather, Weldon Walker, God rest his soul, who passed back in 05, to Reverend James Cherry Sr., who passed away in 2020, down to my Uncle Jimmy, to my father. So, being raised, in the church has been a part of my life, a staple. I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins. I believe in a standard of living. I believe that the Bible are basic instructions before leaving earth. I think I said earth. I believe in it. But then I still ask the question now in 2023, and me being raised in the church and having an understanding of how the Word of God promotes in terms of the standard of living, or mandates, I shouldn't say promote, but mandates a standard of living of how we must live if we call ourselves children and sons and daughters of Christ. So those things I believe to be true and wholeheartedly. But then I have to ask the question, especially as I look at the Christian landscape that is going on today. And it's simply, Christians, have we lost our damn minds? Seriously. Seriously. Have we lost it? And I think we have a lot of ways because of the fact of right-wing extremism, right-wing politics, where it always wants you to live in fear and a feeling of something occurring when it's not even going on, but always want to give you hypotheticals. See, that's what they love, hypotheticals. But what about this? Even though there's no empirical data or any type of evidence showing that these things are occurring, it's always hypotheticals, because when they listen or when they pay attention to what the now is and what's going on, they don't have any platform. They don't have anything to run on. They don't care about your health care. They don't care about your minimum wage. They don't care about your quality of life. They don't care about any of those things if you're able to retire with dignity. They don't care about any of those things. They care about power and how they can accumulate it. And they can tell you anything for them, for you, or for people to vote for them, to keep them in office, to keep these same ghouls in their position, then they'll do so. And the reason why I ask the question of Christians losing their damn minds, because what is going on right now in this country in terms of the vitriol and the hate towards LGBTQIA plus community, where you see the demonizing, the degrading, the dehumanizing a group of people because they choose to live the life that they want to live. And we're seeing people who are calling themselves Christians, who are saying that they're a child of God, but are advocating and pushing for laws, pushing for a standard where they're eradicated, pretty much. Pretty much where they have to go back into the quote-unquote closet, per se, and not be able to live the life that they believe that is for them. But instead, we have a whole evangelical movement, a whole fake Christian nationalist movement where they're saying Christian, but they're using it to literally try to take away rights from people because they love who they love, or they want to live a life that they feel that's best for them. Yes, is it confusing? Absolutely. I still don't understand why somebody will want to change their genders. I don't understand it. I don't understand what makes somebody love somebody of the same sex. I don't understand that. I have no idea. But what I do know is that that people who love who they love or live the way they want to live have been doing so since the beginning of time. We've had gay people or gay people, transgendered people, for as long as we can remember. They've always been around, people who have lived the life. And I hate to say they because they're just people, but people who have made lifestyle decisions for their life have been around for as long as I can remember, and I'm sure for as long as you possibly can remember. Now, over time, as it became more acceptable, like the whole standpoint of left-handed people, at one point in time, people who were left-handed stayed hidden. Because for some kind of reason, people believed the crazy idea that if a left-handed person is somebody that's evil or demonic. But after a while, when that stuff became more acceptable, people who have left hands, who write with their left hands, are everywhere. As this was the case as well. At one point in time, society, when we had a time of oppression, we still have it, but in terms of laws that were dictated, Jim Crow laws, slavery, those laws that really dictate the lives of people, we've always had it. They've been around. But as society progressed, and those laws, Jim Crow, and laws that literally oppressed in terms of really actually enslaving, went away, as society progressed, things became more acceptable. Now, for some kind of reason, Christians believe when you say acceptable, it's that you're accepting them in terms of who they are, in terms of Christianity, as if, well, I can't accept you because you want to be a Christian. No, that's not what they're saying. Well, that's not what we're talking about, or what I'm saying, we're talking about acceptance. Because acceptance just means that you respect the fact that people live the lives that they want to live, that they feel that's best suited for them, even though you may think it's outside the line of the Word of God and the standard of living that you have been called to, that the Lord has called you to. And because other people have made that decision to reject that and not be a part of that and live the way they want to live, you feel for some kind of reason that you're doing God's work by trying to prevent them from living that way. And we cannot. That's not the job of Christians. It's not a mandate in terms of people who are not Christians to live a life a certain way. Now, it's a mandate on people who call themselves Christians, who believe in Jesus Christ, believe that he died on the cross, that he's on the right hand of God, that he sits there in heaven as his throne and earth's his footstool, and that there's a heaven and hell. If you believe in those things, and that's your standard of living, that is your standard of living. Now, would we like everybody to come into what we know to be the truth of the living God? Absolutely. But it does not mean people who choose not to come into that realization, people who choose to live the opposite way, people who choose to live the lifestyle that they feel that is suited for them because they have a choice to do so. We must respect that. And I know I'm saying that they feel because, yes, when we're Christians, we believe that we die to ourselves so Christ may arise. I believe that as well. But there are people in this planet or in this country that do not. Our forefathers say way back, we will be a country of religious pluralism, meaning that we won't serve one religion, that people will have the right within our Constitution to either worship or not. And if they do not, that is their prerogative. That is their choice. That is what they have decided to do. But now I legitimately see people who are Christians. I'm not saying, I shouldn't even say so-called Christians. I'm not going to say that. Because people believe they're Christians. They love the Lord. But they get this skewed thought process of, well, I love the Lord, so everybody needs to love the Lord. And everybody needs to live in the same standard that I'm living. And to simply say it best, to put it as practically as I can, everybody does not believe in Jesus Christ. Everybody does not believe in God. Do we want them to? Absolutely. But if they do not, They have the choice to live the life that they want to live. It says in the Bible to go and spread the gospel. Jesus told the disciples to spread the gospel. He did not tell them to impose the gospel, to dictate the gospel, to mandate the gospel. Because that is not how the Lord operates. Jesus is not the Lord, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity. They do not want to ever make you feel that they are forcing you to follow them or forcing you to love him, to live a standard of living that he's called you to do. He's not forcing you to do that. Now, do we believe as Christians when you don't live the standard of life or the standard of living that Christ has called you, that there is a consequence? Yes. But there are people as well who do not believe that, who don't believe in God. When they believe when you die, they just think you just go dark. You live, you go dark, and you kind of just go into an abyss. Or some religions believe that you come back as a cow, as reincarnation in Hindu. Or Muslims believe if you do things and you serve a certain way, you go to heaven and you have 70 virgins. Yes, those things sound ridiculous to you. But to somebody else, that may be what they believe, or they don't believe anything at all. And if they don't, they have that right in this country not to believe. But you have a right-wing echo chamber, a right-wing misinformation campaign, what makes you feel that the stuff that are going on or the acts that this community is supposedly putting on, it's not happening. Transgender people are not grooming your children. They're not trying to make your kids gay. They're not trying to push an agenda where they're trying to make everybody to live the way that they want to live. It's just called being accepting of people who live in a society amongst us that live a life that they want to live. But we have a whole right wing that makes you feel as if you're doing God's work by restricting the lives of others. That's not God's work. That's oppression. That's human rights violations. People have the right to live the way they want to live as long as it does not impede with the law. If it does not break the law, it doesn't interfere, or impede with somebody else's life, then guess what? It's in their right to do so. And if they make that choice, it is not on us to try to figure out ways to make them come to our side. Yes, you can feel that they're living in sin. Yes, you believe that they're living in sin. Yes, you believe they're on a highway to hell. You could believe those things. But if they do not, then guess what? That's their choice. The Bible, the whole Christianity gospel is free will. It's choose ye first the kingdom of God. Choose a decision that you must make. But it's that decision that everybody else does not make, or some people or other people do not make. And if they don't, all we can do is pray and witness and hope that they come into the realization of what we believe is the love of our living God. And you even have people who are gay, who are in the LGBTQIA+ community, who believe they have God. We have pastors who believe, who are gay, we're first gentlemen, who believe they have God. Do I understand? No, I don't understand it. But at the same time, it's not on us to be like, nah, You ain't, I don't know what God you serving. I don't know what you doing. You wrong. You wrong. What's wrong with you? You're going to hell. How do you think somebody responds to that? If we don't walk in love and we're walking around here condemning people or banishing people or saying where they're going because we believe they're not living a certain way. And yes, according to the word of God. But at the same time, there's people that do not believe in the word of God. It's just like in terms of the Pride Month. And you have a right wing going against transgendered and gays. And it's funny. It used to be a couple years back, gay marriage was kind of, you know, pretty much okay. In terms of the majority of American people, pretty accepted. Nobody said anything. People had their thoughts on it, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, we're in a country full of different people, diverse people. They can do what they want to do as long as it's within the limits of the law. But when people seem not to understand what right-wingers, and they talk about, you know, Target and Target is being too woke and all this crazy shit that they talk about, where it's not the case of companies being woke and companies trying to push an agenda. It's always been around. It's always been around. It's just people, a right-wing echo chamber, a right-wing is trying to distract and make you think that these things matter, that there's an agenda after your kids, when all it is capitalism at play. Capitalism is inclusive. It's not exclusive. Republicans know that. They know capitalists don't care who's gay, who's straight, who's transgendered, who's not. They don't care about any of that. They care about none of it. The question is, do you have the money? Are you willing to pay for it? And if you are, you're our market. But what the right wing says, to get people in fear, to get people all revved up and all riled up, is to say they're after your kids. And you know why they say that? Because they say they're after your kids. Because people are not going to really worry about gay people being adults or transgender people gay people who are adults or transgender people who are adults. They know that's not the way to go because people are like, hey, they're grown. They're grown. But if you bring kids in it, and me, I love my children, as I'm sure you love your children. You want to protect your children as sure as I want to protect my children. And if we believe that there's a narrative going out there when they're saying, no, 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 they have an agenda to go after your kids. To get your kids. People believe it. They get all riled up. And they vote for these ghouls. And all they do is implement more and more economic policies that crush you. That crush us. Because at the end of the day, they only use it for political gain. You have people who are right-wingers, who are Republicans, who have gay children, who have transgender children, who understand that parents and children can make the decisions that best suit themselves. But we have laws in this country that keep coming out, laws that are introduced that are trying to take away the right of the parents to be able to make the decisions that they best fit or they best feel suits their child and makes their child feel the happiest and makes them feel the most good about themselves that they can possibly feel. Because a lot of times when people don't understand what they feel a certain way, people, maybe young people or somebody coming up feeling like they're another body or another gender, and you attack that and you say you're not, and what's wrong with you, and you're out the family, and all these things, those things tend to have a real deep detrimental impact on a child or on a human. Definitely a child growing up, definitely somebody who's human or a person. But a child, that makes them feel that when you neglect them and you degrade them, or you shun them, or you don't hear them, that they feel alone and they feel lost. And then you start seeing the suicide rates going up a lot of times because of lack of acceptance. The numbers just bear it out. But when kids feel supported and loved, you tend to have different outcomes. Because all I'm about is better outcomes for people ultimately. I know the greatest outcome is having a relationship with Jesus Christ and living for Him. I know that's the greatest outcome to me. That's the greatest outcome to me. But as a country of a whole, a country in a whole of people, as a whole of people from different diversities, from different backgrounds, and different religions, I want people just to have positive outcomes, period. Healthcare, a living wage, paid family leave to provide and take care of their families and to ultimately retire with dignity. That's what I want. Now, as Christians, we want everybody to live to the standard of Christ. Everybody to come to the realization and to know and to live the life that Christ has called us to live. Right? I understand that. But a notch below, Christians should also, people who are Christians, we should also be hoping and praying for the best outcomes for people in this country and on this planet, regardless of the lifestyle or the standard they choose to live by, as long as it's not against the law or something where it's an evil act or something where people have no business doing it. If it's not that, and that's not the case, we must hope for those positive outcomes for people who are atheists, not to be homeless or be persecuted or be murdered or a gay person to be persecuted or murdered or discriminated against, somebody that's transgendered. We should not want those things regardless of them not living the life or the standard that we feel that they should live according to the word of God. And I think as Christians, we have lost that. We're thinking that for some kind of reason, the way that we're called for Christ is to go out here and try to impose our beliefs on the others and make them do stuff and make them do things because we feel we're saving your life. That's what slave owners thought too. Oppressing. We're doing what we think is right for you. At the end of the day, it was never right for us to be enslaved. It benefited them. It doesn't help transgender people or gay people or people in that community. It doesn't help them by us believing what we need to impress on them helps them. No. It just makes you feel good so you don't have to look at it. It's the same thing that's going on in schools when they're trying to ban all these books. And all I hear, the most number one issue from parents is, my kid comes home and says, I didn't know you could have two mommies or two daddies. And then that parent, because they're so uncomfortable having a conversation with their child, they freak out and act as if, the teacher is trying to influence my kid. No. In society, we have children that live in households with same-sex parents. Period. And because of the fact that you recognize it, it doesn't mean that you're compromising your faith. And it definitely does not mean that you can impress on them your beliefs because you feel that they're not living the way that you want them to live. No, First of all, they're not living the way that Christ caused them to live, but Christ says, hey, that's their choice. And if that's what they want to do, let them do it. And for us to think as Christians that we have a right to point out their sin, to point out their transgressions, as if it's the most heinous thing, as we have all this crap that we do over here, and all the times that we've fallen short, and we think because that we committed fornication, having sex outside of marriage, having babies out of wedlock, all the shit that we've done, we think that we have a right to try to impede and impose our beliefs on them and say that their sin is worse. Christians, have we lost our damn minds? This is not the way that Jesus would do. What would Jesus do? This is not how he operates. If you want to get even deeper with it, Jesus says, take your clothes off your back and give it to somebody else. People who are the right wing, who are pushing Jesus, 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 also push a system that takes the backs off, that takes the clothes off people. People can't afford those clothes. That's the same system that they promote, by the same time telling you, no, we got to be out here and doing stuff for Christ. That's not the way that Christ wants you to live. Oh, but Christ don't want you to be greedy either. Christ doesn't want you to steal from those and give to the rich like you do. Christ doesn't want that either. As much as Christ doesn't want that person probably living that lifestyle, they don't want you doing things, stealing and taking advantage of and taking from the poor and giving to the rich. They don't want you doing that either. But they do it. Because at the end of the day, the right wing doesn't give a damn, ultimately, about how they live their life. But they know they can convince you to give a damn how they live their life. They can continue the racket that they've been doing for years now. And that is another podcast for another day with the virus and the disease and the sickness and the vileness of capitalism, and especially late stage capitalism, where we're living in right now. But that's another podcast. That's another episode. We have got to come back as Christians and understand what Christ has called us to be. He's called us to have an assignment for the kingdom and to push kingdom agenda. A kingdom agenda where the will of God will be done. Where we know that it will benefit everyone. But at the same time, people who do not believe in that, they have that right not to believe in that, to live the life that they want to live. And it's not on us to dictate that to them. Give me a time in scripture when Jesus ever dictated or imposed himself on the others. Give me a time. I'll wait. Yeah, he went and tore up the temple and flipped tables in the temple. Why? Because those people were just stealing, being crooks, and doing things in the name of Jesus. Huh, I wonder if we have a lot of that going on today. We got to be better. Who do we think we are, Christians? Because we are set apart does not mean we are better than. Because we're just the same filthy rags presenting ourselves to him, and he let us in. And he set us apart, but he didn't make us better than. So we have to understand that we're set apart. And our job is to get more people into the realization in Christ. but not that we're better than. And not that we're superior. And that the life that people want to live, we have the right to dictate that. Because we do not. And as long as we have Christians who still have that mind frame, the division that we see, the concentration of wealth, the continued giving over corporations, the racial disparity, the racial, all these things will continue if we continue to think we could, we feel that we can dictate or think that we can dictate on the others and not just walk in love and walk in acceptance, not compromise, but acceptance or even tolerance. Can we do that? Because like I said earlier, you have a right to be confused. You do. Nobody say you don't have a right to be confused. You do. But can you at least tolerate? Can you at least tolerate it? And as Christians, nobody's telling us that we can't preach, that we can't teach, that we can't worship, that we can't wear Bibles on our t-shirts, wear it on our necklaces. Nobody's saying that. But we are trying to tell people in that community that they can't do anything, that they got to go back in the closet, that they have to have laws against what their families decide what's best for them. Nobody's telling us that we can't do these things. So who do we think we are? And then you want to say, well, one nation under God has always been that way. Well, where was God when we, in terms of slavery? Where was the godness in people? Not God. God has always been there. But it's the people that do the evil acts, that get perverted in their mind, that think for some kind of reason, even in the name of God, that they can have slaves. You had preachers and teachers in those days that would go to church and they go back and beat their slaves or rape or murder their slaves. Goodness. And we think that we can tell the other group of people living the life that they want to live, a life that doesn't impede with us, a life that doesn't change anything about your life, they can't do because we don't want to see it or makes us uncomfortable. No. Christians, have we lost our damn mind? And if we want to see true growth in this country and actually see people come to the realization of Christ, if we really want to see it, we got to find where we lost our minds and get back to walking in love and getting back to the principles that Christ has called us to actually do in order to make a society that's pleasing in his eyes. All we're doing by trying to persecute and attack another group of people is that we're causing the division that keeps the status quo, and the patriarchy the way it is and the way that they want it. Because it keeps us fractured and divided. And regardless of where we stand or where we live or how our lifestyle is, in Psalms 133 says it best. Unity is a commanded blessing. And we can get to unity, we can get to even better things. Even better things. But it starts with us no longer losing our damn minds and getting back to the right frame of mind. Until next time, love each other, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your conversationalist. I think I got it that time. Or your host, to be more practical. Wesso say. Be blessed. Peace.